Let's make our way across the bridge and across New Jersey to thousands of workers in and around Atlantic City. The rash of recent casino closings has meant unemployment and uncertainty as the resort town tries to refocus on attracting non-gambling tourists. For one Miss America contestant, the troubles in the pageant's host city hit close to home, as WHYY's Amy Quinn reports.
You don't have to tell Sierra Kaler-Jones about the challenges facing Atlantic City. The reigning Miss New Jersey, Kaler-Jones, hails from nearby Galloway Township. The senior at Rutgers University is the daughter of two casino workers, who for now at least have jobs. To her, Miss America's place in AC has never been more important.
There's a special resiliency and strength to the city of Atlantic City, especially in still recovering in the wake of Hurricane Sandy, and then also with the casino closures. So I think that the Miss America organization is really trying to build up the economy here, and I'm so thankful to be a part of that.
Kaler-Jones says some in her extended family have already been laid off, and others are holding their breath. So she embraces any opportunity to boost people's spirits, such as when she paid a visit to Harrah's, where her parents work.
It was such a beautiful moment because people realized that Miss New Jersey is the daughter of two casino workers, but more importantly, that she is a tangible person that they can touch and they can take pictures with and get autograph signings from. It really brings in a different perspective for them to know that this kind of person can be in this position.
When Miss America returned to Atlantic City last year, after several years in Las Vegas, some things were different in her old hometown. The Borgata, brand new when the pageant quit AC in 2005, was no longer a novelty. The old Atlantic City Hilton had turned into the Atlantic Club, and Revel was the shiny new object on the boardwalk. A year later, the changes are even more stark. The Atlantic Club, Showboat, and Revel have already closed, and at least one more will shut. But Sam Haskell, chairman of the Miss America organization, says the contest's role hasn't changed.
It's a different Atlantic City in that I think people are looking for something to hold on to. And I believe the Miss America organization and our pageant competition is that something. I believe that we are still the jewel in the crown of Atlantic City. It's why we came back here last year. And we're going to stand up shoulder to shoulder with all those who need something positive in their lives.
Susan Thompson is the Deputy Executive Director of the Casino Reinvestment Development Authority. She says local tourism and gambling officials anticipated the casino closings and see it as an overcrowded market correcting itself.
So Miss America coming back this year is coming back to a city which, of course, has seen some closings, which was a predictable event. What Miss America is also seeing is a unified city, both on the public and private side, a city that is ready to dig in and look for good solutions for the future of the city.
Those solutions will depend heavily on Atlantic City's ability to reposition itself as a place for concerts, festivals, and other non-gaming events. Haskell says Miss America is ready to pitch in, but can only do so much.
We can't save Atlantic City. Atlantic City is going to save itself, and we're just one of the parts of that saving.
The first Miss America was crowned in 1921, 5 decades before legalized gambling came to Atlantic City. Shifting the focus away from casinos will, in a way, help Miss America return to doing what she does best, being the resort city's ambassador in chief. I'm Amy Quinn, WHYY News.